Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing. Help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday to you. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. Thank you to everybody tuning in all over North America. And so whether you are at home, whether you're at work, you're in your car, you could be somewhere else, I'm glad that you're here. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Just enjoying myself. A big shout out to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. And so you can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can get with it on SiriusXM channel 158, or you can tune in on a smart speaker. So however you're tuning in, however you are locked in, thank you very much. If you want to talk to us, the phone number is as follows. Just ingrain it into your brain. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm also online. I'm on social media everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Look, folks, there ain't no basketball tonight. We've had basketball yesterday. I wasn't here yesterday. I had a chance to check in on the game. Absolutely hilarious. We're going to get into DeMar DeRozan and his daughter later on in the show. We'll talk about some of the basketball games that we will see. The playoff field and the NBA will be set tomorrow. We have NHL teams setting records with the Bruins. We have MLB teams setting records with the Rays. We got Rudy Gobert still not playing. We got MLB teams out here just trying to make all of the money. And then in terrific news that came down the pipe today, the Washington Commanders, they're on the pathway to being sold. Ain't that great? Absolutely amazing. And we'll talk about that momentarily. Hey, Shep, how are you, man? How'd everything go last night?
Yeah, went really well. I appreciate you asking, JR. It's always great to be with you, my friend. How are you? And welcome back.
I'm good. Thank you so much. Good to be back. I ain't going nowhere, but I'm here now.
It's true. Only one day. You're right.
Yeah, I didn't go. I'm just here. I'm just a guy. I'm just here. I exist. I get paid to talk, and that's exactly what the hell I'm going to do. And what I'm about to talk about right now, I'm thrilled. You know, typically when you're a fan of a particular team, you don't care, you know, what goes on anyplace else. But me, I'm not your ordinary fan, okay? I'm like Yogi Bear. I am not your average bear. There are teams that I root for. There's plenty of teams that I root for. Like, I like the Hawks. I like the New York Jets. I like the Knicks. I like the Yankees. I like the Mets. There's lots of teams that I like. I just don't care. You know, I don't live or die if a team wins or loses. I don't care. I really don't. But I'll tell you this much. I'm glad the Commanders got sold. I'm glad that the Commanders are on the pathway to being sold. If you have not heard by now, maybe you have, maybe you haven't. Daniel Snyder, who is almost like a supervillain in the NFL, of which we have many supervillain-esque owners. I mean, Jerry Jones is the most supervillain owner out of anybody. But then still in the NFC East, you got this guy, Daniel Snyder, who has owned the Commanders since 1999. It looks like he's finally decided to give things up. Josh Harris, who also owns the 76ers, Josh Harris and Daniel Snyder, it's been reported that they've agreed on a sale of this team at $6 billion. That's the most that you'll ever see a team go. $6 billion. And there is not a fan base that deserves this more than Washington Commanders fans. Because Daniel Snyder, excuse me, I'm trying to find a better phrase that won't get me sued or kicked off of the air. He's just terrible. In every single regard and in every way that you can think, Daniel Snyder is terrible. And it doesn't appear that he's just terrible at being an owner outside of giving Albert Hainsworth, you know, $100 million. He seems like a terrible human being. Like suing an elderly couple because they could no longer go out there and afford their tickets. That's crap, man. This is the same guy who for years resisted changing the name of the Commanders, currently from the Redskins. Like, what are we doing? If some people aren't happy with the name, it doesn't matter how many people are. There are enough people who aren't thrilled with it. Why are you such a jerk? I'll never change the name. It took after George Floyd and corporate pressure for this man to say, I'm going to change the name. FedEx Field falling apart at the seams. No pressure from him to do anything about it. Sexual harassment claims from more than 40 women in the organization. Reports of the cheerleaders, you know, on corporate events almost being pimped out, allegedly. Using the plane, the team plane, and, you know, siphoning funds from the team for personal use and billing. I mean, he just seems like a crap person. And now he's gone. $6 billion. It'd be nice if he didn't have such a golden parachute. And I wish, and it'll never happen, but I wish in the world of sports that there was some type of a morality clause where if you were really a jerk of an owner, that you just can't walk away with your billions. But that's the way the world works, right? Who cares what you do or what you did to get there? You stepped on people, you treated people like crap, and despite all of the issues facing Daniel Snyder from his alleged money woes, I don't know what the situation is. I know this much. He bought the team for $800 million. Daniel Snyder just sold the thing for $6 billion. Joshua Harris, who owns the Sixers and the Devils, now has Washington. Magic Johnson is also a part of this ownership group. And we know Magic has owned everything, damn it, from a portion of the Lakers to the Dodgers to the Sparks. And now he moves over into the NFL. And good for him. But I wish Daniel Snyder didn't cash all this money. But you know what? For the Washington Commanders fans, at least you can move on. At least you don't have one of the most hated owners in professional sports. At least right now, the future looks bright. Ron Rivera, poor Ron Rivera had to come in and basically be a mop-up man for Daniel Snyder. And now a new owner can come in, and I wonder what happens next. Like, what's in store for the Washington Commanders with this new ownership group? I can tell you this. It can't be as bad as Snyder, can it? Like, things cannot get any worse here for the Commanders and their fans. Like, I'm sure FedEx Field will either be renovated or finally they'll be able to move to a place that's decent for the fans, where you can sit in the stands and not worry about, toilet water dripping onto your head. Maybe the team will be good. Maybe Daniel Snyder won't be out there encouraging the team to select a quarterback. Maybe they won't have to tarp off one of the NFL's largest stadiums. Maybe the cheerleaders will feel safe. Maybe the fans will feel safe. Maybe Josh Harris, you know, won't charge Washington for personal expenses like painting his plane. Maybe they won't sue old people. And maybe they'll get rid of that stupid, ridiculous mascot that they just introduced, Major Tutty. I feel that's where Washington needs to start off. Get that dumb mascot out the way. And I don't think it's going to happen. It'll probably be a years-long process. I wouldn't be upset if they changed the name. We know Redskins is gone. I personally liked Washington, the football team. I guess that wasn't cool enough. I wouldn't be mad if they were the Red Wolves or the Red Tails. I wouldn't be objective to Washington swapping out their name again. But, I mean, come on. We know it's about money. They probably can't. Selling all these jerseys with Commanders on the front. Somebody has to ante up here. And so congratulations to the Commanders fans. Congratulations to everybody who remembers the Hogs. Congratulations to everybody who remembers that this was a good team, that this was a respected team. Everybody who can remember Joe Gibbs and championships, and more recently, Washington has been known as a joke. I haven't talked about terrible owners over the past 4 or 5, 10 years and people not calling me and messaging me and telling me how bad the Commanders are or how bad Daniel Snyder is. But now he's gone. Other owners don't have to worry about being blackmailed. Other NFL owners don't have to worry about this dude being engaged in lawsuits. Daniel Snyder has been, he's been forced out. And so what's next? Name will probably stay the same. Find somebody decent to run the organization without Daniel Snyder butting in. And for the Washington Commanders and all my folks in the DMV, they can just focus in on football. No jokes, no stupid mascots, no lawsuits, no dirt, no perversion, no idiotic owner. The man got fined $10 million to just disappear and to allow his wife to run the team, to allow his wife to run the franchise. And boys will be boys, right? Except for Daniel Snyder didn't come across as a boy. Daniel Snyder came across just as a complete jackass. And now he's gone. Congratulations to the Commanders, their fans, the DMV, DC. He can't get rid of this team fast enough. Damn it, I think he's selling that gigantic house he has off of the Potomac. He can't leave town fast enough. Take your $6 billion, leave, pay whatever debt you have, and then just come back for any additional litigation. DC was better before Daniel Snyder, and it'll be better after this man. Good luck into the future. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I could think about the football team. Man, they got to find a quarterback. They got to find a new stadium. They got to dump that stupid pig of a mascot. Literally, he's a pig. Major touchdown. He's a fat pig of a mascot. It's going to take a few years to wash off the stench of Daniel Snyder. But what should the Commanders do next? And then, speaking of this, if the Commanders were sold for $6 billion, what team is next? I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I can tell you what's next. I'll give it to you after the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, and we're just getting started.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know how to reach me. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. The good news came down the pipe today. The Washington Commanders are in the process of being sold. Daniel Snyder is moving on from the team. He bought it for $800 million in 1999, and now he's moving it for $6 billion. And he's had a lot of controversy along the way. It felt like everything kind of bubbled and boiled up to a point where he had to go, where the other NFL owners didn't want him around. And it didn't matter how much dirt he would try to dig up or throw at anybody. It's like he became an NFL owner pariah. Nobody wanted him. Yeah, and what a terrible way to go with $6 billion. But what should happen next for the Commanders? Is it a new stadium? Is it new management? You know, I think over the course of time, this is not a quick fix. You don't wake up and boom, the Commanders are in a prominent position. I mean, there are a lot of folks I know who want to change the name. You should get rid of that stupid mascot, Major Tutty. Give him the boot first. Turn him into bacon. Feed him the sump. I don't, what eats bacon? Humans. Send him the humans who eat bacon. Get him out of here. I could tell you also, I'll do that shortly. I'm going to tell you some other NFL teams that might be next here as the Commanders are moving on from Daniel Snyder to a combination, an ownership group, Josh Harris leading the way, Magic Johnson having an ownership stake. Can't wait to see Magic in burgundy and gold or whatever they call it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Ken is here from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ken?
How are you doing, JR?
Good.
Listen, I, as a fan of Washington football, I can't stand the name. I've never liked it. I can't bring myself to say it. So I got a suggestion. Instead of the Washington football team, how about Washington Team Football?
Washington.
How do you like those initials?
Washington, what the blank? WTF? What the blank? That's what you want to call the team?
Yeah, it's better than what they got.
Yeah, the Commanders are kind of dry. We'll see. I appreciate the suggestion. I like your creativity. I like that, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you, Ken. Yeah, I mean, if you want to call the team what the blank, WTF, I feel like that's a little too close to Daniel Snyder. Like, when I think of him, I think about the team and what he named it, I think WTF. I don't know if the NFL will approve those initials, but I appreciate the creativity. Bert is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Bert?
Hey, Jody Mac. How are you tonight?
Jody Mac?
I'm sorry. I thought that somebody said it was Jody Mac tonight. Sorry, JR.
I'm here 5 days a week for about 3 years.
Cramp.
Now this is my fourth year. I think Jody is on once a week.
Jody was on before
this. I thought I heard something about him not having a tagline because he was filled in, and I misunderstood.
Oh,
my fault. I've been listening for quite a while, and I
Shep,
brain
yeah,
cramp.
You had a brain cramp? Yeah, Jody was on before this, but I'm here just about every day. Well, what's on your mind, Bert? You been drinking?
I've never been a huge Washington fan, even though I thought of them because I'm 40 minutes away.
Right.
And when we didn't have a team, I certainly watched the games. Had a great deal of respect for Joe Gibbs. And, I am so glad this owner is gone. I have a lot of friends and even family who are Redskins fans, who are now Commanders fans. But they quit going to games. I mean, they were sickened because of his behavior.
Right.
And I'm happy for them, and I'm happy for every other fan out there that he'll be out of the picture. I'm just sad it took so long.
Well, 20 years is it's a long time. For an owner, it's really not that long. I'm sure Daniel Snyder would have loved to have held on to this team. But it was time for him to go, and thank God he is gone.
Yes, sir. I have a quick question for you.
Certainly. Go ahead.
I'm a Ravens fan, obviously, and just based on your gut instinct, when I first got on the radio, you would touch a little bit about the Odell Beckham. Just a gut feeling, do you think this gets done? And if it doesn't, are there any winners? At this stage, I'm not sure how there can be.
Does
either the team or Lamar?
You're referring to Lamar Jackson. I personally still believe it gets done. We're going to touch upon that later on in the show. I mentioned this a few days ago. We'll hear Odell's comments as it relates to Lamar Jackson. I feel confident. Am I sure? No, of course not. But I think Lamar is going to be sticking around. We'll find out soon enough, Bert.
I sure hope so.
I do, too, for your sake.
Right, thank you,
Bert.
Have a good evening.
You as well. Donald is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Donald?
Hello, JR. How you doing?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a Packer fan, but also I'm a shareholder in the Packers as well.
Well, you got one of those certificates?
What now? Yes, sir, I do. I have two shares.
Good.
So that makes me an owner, I guess.
It does. Go ahead.
But I'm trying to figure out where the Packers are going in the offseason here. I mean, I'm trying to get it, trying to figure out what they're going to do in the draft, and I don't hear much in free agency or anything like that, and I'm kind of, and then you got the whole Aaron Rodgers debacle, but I'm just trying to figure out what we're trying to do up there and just trying to get a handle on things.
This is called a period of transition, Donald. I'm so
yes,
sorry.
Is. I know we went through it with Brett. Favre and all that.
No, you didn't. This is a different type of transition. It's one thing to go from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. It's a totally different thing to go from Aaron Rodgers to the unknown. Aaron Rodgers was highly touted. They were ready to move on from him. I think when you take a look at Jordan Love, there are more questions in front of them as to what he is going to be, and there are no guarantees. And if I have to look at the law of averages, you're going to be hard-pressed to go from Brett Favre, Hall of Famer, to Aaron Rodgers, Hall of Famer, to now Jordan Love, Hall of Famer. All things considered, the odds are higher that Jordan Love will be either A, average, or B, fail, and not live up to a consecutive playoffs or be the quarterback for the next 10 years. And if he is, then, man, the Packers have hit the jackpot going from quarterback to quarterback to quarterback, but there's no guarantees there. So I hate to tell you this, Donald, there ain't no upside on the Packers right now unless Jordan Love works. And if Jordan Love does not work, welcome to NFL purgatory, where, I don't know, 60, 70% of the teams, they're ready to dump their QB or look for a new one every single season. And so welcome to the unknown, man. This is what life is really like in the NFL. Good luck.
Yeah, I was afraid you were going to say that, but I agree with you 110%.
And, I'm sorry.
But that's okay. Hey, it happens.
It
goes in cycles. So
it sure does.
Stay positive as best I can.
Sure. All the best, Donald. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. Have a good one.
You too. Yeah, folks, sometimes I get it. Aaron Rodgers is a pain in the ass. I know. Man, I've had Packers fans call me up for the past bunch of years telling me, we are sick of Aaron Rodgers. I can't blame you. I can't blame you. Maybe you do. You listening to me right now. Do you have a weird-ass family member? Do you? You can't talk to them. They come over on Thanksgiving. They talk about a whole bunch of weird stuff. They go on retreats. They drinking weird stuff. You don't know what's going on. They want to quit their job every 3 years, 2 years. Maybe they can't hold a job. Maybe they're supremely talented, but they can never get it together. It's Aaron Rodgers. And imagine having to deal with this guy every day. I can't blame Packer fans for going, we want this dude out. There's just no guarantee after him. Welcome to the real world. Welcome to reality. Good luck to them. And we still don't know. It's been reported that both the Packers and the New York Jets that they have not discussed or talked about this deal for weeks now. and that the Green Bay Packers are trying to hold out for a first-round pick. Okay. All right. If the New York Jets are the new suckers, then go for it. Swap him out for Aaron Rodgers. I don't think it's going to happen. You're going to swap out a first-round pick for a dude who doesn't know if he wants to retire or play or show up. He wants to play for the Jets today. But then before he wanted to play for the Jets, before he went into his black hole, he wanted to retire. And then he'll get to New York City, and then he'll want to quit again. He's insufferable. Manny, speaking of New York City, Manny is calling from Flushing, New York. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Manny?
What's up, man? Welcome back, bro.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
Yeah, it was about damn time that Daniel Snyder got the boot. You talk about paying the ass. He's basically the paying the ass for the NFL for two damn decades. I mean, my God. I'm a Giants fan per se.
Okay.
But man, I mean, every time we talk about Washington, it's not the team. It's mostly about him. But I'm glad that he finally got to his senses. I'm happy that Magic Johnson is part of that ownership group because the NFL at some point needs to have a black owner being a good old boys club.
Yeah, Magic Johnson will most certainly, likely, I don't want to say be the face. He'll be vocal for the franchise. It'll be real nice when the NFL actually has a majority owner who happens to be black. We don't know how long that's going to take to happen. But a matter of fact, and thank you, Manny, for calling from Flushing. When we come back, we're going to take a break. When we come back from the other side, Manny said he's a Giants fan. We know Washington, the New York Giants, they play in the same division. They play in the NFC East. There's some news about Saquon Barkley not signing his tag. And Manny had also mentioned NFL teams and you know, we need a new owner. Eventually, there should be a black owner, as they should. And so we'll talk about that as well. I'm going to talk about Saquon. We can discuss what NFL team needs to be sold next. If you have ideas, feel free to call me, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to do some more NFL. We're going to talk about some NBA. We're going to talk about Major League Baseball trying to sell more beer. We got a lot to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, how are you? You are amazing. You should be called a sports professor. Anybody ever call you that?
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
No. But thank you. I appreciate it. It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, but we've been talking about the Washington Commanders and the fact that they're going to be sold, going over to Josh Harris, who also owns the New Jersey Devils. He owns the Philadelphia 76ers. And now he's able to move part of his business empire a little bit further south into the mid-Atlantic, into D.C., as he's going to get his hand on the Commanders. And we had one of our callers hit us up from New York. And Manny basically said, Manny from Flushing, Queens, said, I'm a New York Giants fan. And that's good. We know that the Washington Commanders, New York Giants, NFC East, you got the Dallas Cowboys, you have the Philadelphia Eagles there as well. We learned just over the past 24 hours that Saquon Barkley, who has been tagged by the New York Giants, they gave Daniel Jones his money, 40 per, and Saquon Barkley, they couldn't come to an agreement with Saquon, and he was hit with the franchise tag. The New York Giants, they start their off-season program on Monday. You pop up, you work out, you do a little mid-season or off-season work, and you just go home. It's not the full training camp that we get prior to the season that starts at the end of July. But Saquon Barkley is not going unless he has a long-term deal. They have until July 15th, Saquon and the New York Giants, to work out a long-term contract. He was tagged at $10 million. It's been reported back in November that Saquon Barkley turned down a $12 million deal and that he is looking at something in the range of about $14 million. The highest paid running back in the game right now happens to be Christian McCaffrey at about $16 million per season. And so Saquon had a bounce back year, 1,300 yards rushing, 10 touchdowns. He was able to haul in more than 300 yards in the air. And between him and Daniel Jones, that was the offense. The New York Giants, certainly. Now with Darren Waller, and if he's healthy, he can be a boon to the offensive game, you know, lessening some of the workload on Saquon Barkley. Teams were able to really just try and key in on him as the year went on. And he's coming back from a blown out knee. He's coming back from a high ankle sprain. He's been plagued with injuries over the past several seasons. He's a multiple-time Pro Bowler, and he wants to hit the jackpot. And I can't blame Saquon Barkley, because realistically, running backs in the NFL, they get treated like crap. They're replaceable. You bring them in today, you use them for 4, 5, 6 years, they have no more tread on the tires, and you get rid of them. There's nobody who takes so much abuse. Who else in the game? Yeah, we can think about the offensive and defensive linemen being engaged on every single play. Who's getting tackled, hit, every time they touch the ball by multiple individuals that happens to be the running back? Running behind the line, running into dudes, going into open space, being tackled and hit, being hit one time and going, and then getting hit twice, and then getting hit three times. Saquon Barkley might as well get his money while he can. Ain't no guarantees that he's going to see it or that the New York Giants won't replace him. And so I certainly hope they can come to a long-term deal. And Saquon Barkley is using his leverage. It's not necessary for him to show up to the offseason program. And for the New York Giants, I would think that they want Saquon Barkley back. Their owner, John Mara, said, "We want Saquon Barkley to be a New York Giant for life." We don't know what the lifespan of any running back is. They could want him for another 4 years, and they may consider him to be washed up. But good luck to Saquon Barkley trying to get his money. We know Lamar Jackson wants his. We know his situation is yet to be fixed or figured out yet. Aaron Rodgers hasn't been traded, and Saquon Barkley, he wants his money. I can't blame them. They treat the NFL running backs like crap. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And this kind of rings in my head as well. I remember we spoke to Marshall Faulk last year. Marshall Faulk basically said, and I know it was Terrell Davis. We talked to people here. Terrell Davis said this. He thinks that the NFL running backs should have their own union because they get treated like garbage, basically. He said they've been treated as disposable. The value of the running backs in the NFL has gone down, and he doesn't think it's fair given their usage and their production. And let's think about this. The production from a lot of running backs has actually gone up as the offenses have changed in the NFL. Not only are running backs being required to just be potential bell cows and run on the first three downs, they're being asked to be wide receivers as well. Saquon Barkley is in that mold. Christian McCaffrey is in that space. Alvin Kamara is there. Running backs, man, I wouldn't be shocked if we have more frequent running backs who rush for 1,000 yards, have 1,000 receiving yards. I think we're going to have more dudes than Roger Craig and Marshall Faulk and Christian McCaffrey, but they don't want to pay him. And I think over time, a lot of these running backs will take less damage because they're basically receivers. Andy is here from Arkansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Andy?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
No doubt about it.
All right. So you're about the only radio host I would ask this question to, because I know you're going to deliver it. And maybe bring me off my ledge. There's a couple things, two things. I do remember Walter Payton sitting on the sidelines. I think, maybe you can correct me on that, end of the Super Bowl or whatever, like he didn't get treated like he should have. So I've seen a decline in the, how they look at running backs. It started way back in the 80s. So I do agree with everything you're saying. These guys are the bulldogs. They're the ones that are going, you know, they're hitting everybody. Now, with that said, my main reason I called.
Yes.
Jalen Carter telling everybody he will not talk to any team that is outside of a top 10 pick. How do you feel about that? And where is the direction of the game going where these guys out of college can demand what they're doing? Are we going in the right direction? Thank you so much, buddy. I appreciate your show and the way you are, and there's a reason you are where you are. Thank you, bud.
Well, thank you, Andy, for calling from Arkansas. This isn't new. Teams have been manipulating, or not teams. Let me correct myself. Agents have been manipulating the draft system for as long as they could manipulate things. It's not Jalen Carter getting ready to go out there and tackle people. This is vivid in my brain from about 20 years ago, where you have somebody like Eli Manning. It was made clear through not even his agent, but through his whole damn family to say, you know what? Hey, Chargers, don't touch us. We ain't going. So, and now to have a Jalen Carter say, well, we not entertaining teams past the 10th round. It's a business. If you have the leverage to go out and dictate where you're going or where you are not going, why not use it? There's only but a few players in the entire draft who can do such a thing. And so if you got the sword and you can wield it and get away with it, why not? There's so much more manipulation that goes on behind the scenes as well. It's not just this player won't interview at XYZ team or past, the number 10th slot. A lot of the leaks and a lot of the stories that you see and hear, sometimes they come from the teams. Sometimes they come from the agents. Sometimes it's a lot of smoke and mirrors. This team is interested in taking a quarterback. This team is interested in selecting a defensive end. Maybe they want to prompt another team to potentially trade up and move into a different spot. The only thing that's different now, I believe, is just how all of this information is shared. No, it's not pushed out in the newspaper anymore. It's moved on Twitter. You have these NFL, hey, Shep, what do you call these guys? They're publicists. What, Rappaport and Schefter? Is there another one I'm missing?
Palisaro.
Palisaro,
NFL Network. Garofalo.
I don't.
But you've always said it, JR. I mean, these guys are PR guys for the teams. That's all they are.
Half of them, if they walk by me, I wouldn't know who they are. Schefter, I know. He's on TV all day.
Taking shirts off and whatnot.
Does he? For what?
Yeah, I mean, he tries to know. He's
taking shirts off.
Yeah,
His own shirt?
He does it multiple times. Well, I mean, yeah, fortunately, he does it all the time on Monday Night Football where he tries to.
Is he the one who blew out his ACL running on like Monday Night Football? Was that him?
I don't know. Oh, Glazer's another big insider. He's been doing it for a long time as well.
Oh, yeah, Fox.
Right, yeah.
I think the one you just mentioned, Adam Schefter, blew out his ACL like trying to do a dance a couple of seasons ago. It was Monday Night Football, and I think he was trying to do a gritty, and he blew out his knee.
Is this the same? It was where he took his shirt off?
No.
Okay, what a hell of a night for an insider.
He was trying to do the celebration dance, and he blew out his ACL in the process. And, like, yeah. Adam Schefter, 2022, NFL reporter, reveals a serious knee injury by doing the gritty dance. Adam Schefter suffered a meniscus tear that will require rest. Yeah. So they're good at reporting news, but they should probably stay away from athletic feats. Yeah, what a dumb way to get hurt. That's very Martin Gramatica of him. But all these dudes are nothing but manipulators of news. And so good for Jalen Carter. Good for any of these prospects who come out and try to control their destiny. Why not? We're going to have hundreds of guys who get drafted. Almost 260 dudes are going to get drafted. If you happen to be one of the 5 or 10 who can kind of sway where you're going, why wouldn't you do it? 855-212-4CBS. My main man, Marty, he's calling from Westchester, New York. Hey, Marty, you're on CBS Sports Radio, not The Fan. What's up?
Yeah, it's always good to talk to you, JR, whether it's on a local or national level. I do agree with you. Just heard your comments about NFL running backs today. You know, it's unfortunate. The NFL has evolved into such a passing league that there definitely is a lack of respect towards a running back position. And, I'm a longtime Giant fan. We've talked about the Giants on numerous occasions, and I would definitely like to see them re-sign Saquon. He's such an important part of that offense. When healthy, I mean, he's a good pass receiver out of the backfield, and he's a security blanket for Daniel Jones. So
yes.
I would like to see that done.
I think they'll come to an agreement. Where realistically would Saquon go? And then the other element is, where are the New York Giants going to go? You've allocated this money to Daniel Jones, and to just think he's going to fling the ball around and you're just going to plug another running back in with the talent of Saquon, it's highly unlikely. I appreciate you, Marty. Thank you.
Have a good evening.
You as well. Always a pleasure. My main man, Marty, calls me in New York City on WFAN. Shout-outs to Marty. Listening to the national show. Good on him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Everybody needs a good security blanket. Everybody needs a little bit of help. And Saquon Barkley helped deliver that to Daniel Jones. Basically a two-man offensive team last year, and they'll move on. Speaking of help, I was not here last night, but I did see and hear about DeMar DeRozan's daughter. That is a security blanket. That is a lot of help. When we come back, we're going to talk a little basketball. We're going to talk about some baseball. We're going to talk about more football. And I promise I won't scream like his daughter. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give Grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.